I'm Mr. Pepper's. When did you first start?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the hour of midnight. We step from Friday into the unknown Saturday, the first moments of the new day, yours to treat well or treat poorly, and in turn to be treated well or poorly by. The choice is yours. And there is one more hour of this program, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Let's just get the last hour started of the show. It doesn't seem to want to start, but I'll get it going.
And people would have bought something called a zombie. No matter what it was, they'd buy it.
Oh, well, they do get it in bars. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have any more of those?
Oh, well, I go to the Hush Hush on Tuesday. They give it to you for free.
A zombie?
Yeah, if that's what you want.
A zombie?
Yeah, Harvey Wallbanger.
If you know what I mean.
I'll simply have a sponge and water, or perhaps better, a Red Bull and vodka.
No sponge for me.
They call that one a dot-commer. And there's another one. There is one which is a dot-com thing where they put in a blueberry that's supposed to be the dot. I was just reading.
Blueberry?
I swear I don't make it up. It really happens.
Lieutenant Blueberry.
I promise it was really real. You got to do something.
Yeah, sure. And you're on the air, right? That's awfully cute, a little dot. Write that down, I've got to do that.
Little
bar.
Dot, yes, that Harvey Comics character. Now diversified into a giant startup company.
Of
in
course,
the haze of my youth, I could get a good night's sleep on a hard floor without a cover. I'd stretch out on my back, fully dressed, shut my eyes, and drift off immediately. That's how I slept in prison back in Yugoslavia when I was 10 years old. I still have a dim memory of the crowded floor of a cell, the men sleeping squeezed together, and me awake sitting up in the milky light of the new day. I wore shorts. I never caught crossing the border. My legs were badly scratched from crawling through the thick woods at night. What gave my mother the courage to set out like that with two small pups and two strange men as guides into the dark? I'd like to ask her, but she's been dead for years. I imagine her rolling her eyes in exasperation. By the time she was 89, she was convinced that nothing that happened to her in her life made any sense. Bombs falling out of the blue sky, cities in smoke, corpses lying individually or in heaps everywhere you looked. And here I'm still asking for an explanation. From A Fly in the Soup, a memoir by Charles Simic, published this month by the University of Michigan Press. Simic's most recent book of poems is Jackstraws. I met Charles Simic years ago. He has a funny-sounding voice, and he read his poems, and, I believe I'm getting a signal now. You'll just have to let me just take care of this thing here. I'm not sure how to work this, actually, but apparently we have to go down out of orbit and actually have to make a hard landing on one of the northern continents. It says right here, I don't know how to read it, but then I don't have to. We're all supposed to put on our belts? Is that what? Yes, our belts, that's what it says. Oh, our seat belts. Yes, that's what it means. So, everyone get in his impact couch. Oh, what is it, Lieutenant? Oh, look at this. Look what we've just had here. All these hoses are completely unconnected. These valves are letting air escape into the cabin capsule, and we need to batten down those exterior antennas. They burn right off, and who'd be responsible? Me. Now, go on out there, and I don't care if you have to take a moonwalk like Michael Jackson, but reel them all in. Well, it'll go on your permanent floating record. Boy, the kids these days. Who's going to fight the next war? A puzzling evidence is forward, inspecting some sort of anomaly in the reaction thingamajig up there in the front. I never understood why it wasn't in the back, but it's up there, and he's doing something. Oh, here he comes now. Let him go get special thing. I have similar thing also. Yes, it's a delicious drink of, you might call it alien nectar. Remember the ambrosia that was the food of the gods? Well, we have that too. And then nectar also, which the gods drink. It's making me want to run out of the control room, to bolt from my position, run out there and enjoy the delicious taste of, no, you laugh, not sponge, but the actual refreshment of the spirit. Burning in desire to follow knowledge like a sinking star beyond the utmost bounds of human thought.
Hey, what's up?
From the old church tower, whose bells, the poor man's only music. Somebody turn that black government helicopter off.
He went and got himself some.
Yes, I know. Spots. I saw nothing. Well, and those giant roach, not roaches, you know what, they're grasshoppers, locusts. What do you suppose that's all about, eh? That message? Are they trying to signal us from, you know, somewhere else, sir? Somewhere else besides here? What's it say? What's it have to say?
First, they want to know if I need more information. I need more information.
Need more information. Earth hath not anything to show more fair.
Boy, it certainly looks awfully serious.
Dull would he be of soul if would pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. A humorous look at what happens
little
when
stain.
People get the message. It's time to clean up our planet.
Okay, the caller is the cleanup guy, I think.
Now calm yourself, please.
Call that clean.
Come clean for Gene.
Is that
no long
are
hair?
Are you clean now?
Shaggy,
or were you clean a moment ago?
Mustaches like Michael Pepe's and Hitler's and so forth.
This and other examples of the worst in performance art will be performed at the Haunted Barn Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And what is one of those dates? The 28th?
Yes.
Alas.
28th and 29th, or 27th, or 27th to 28th.
Whatever. I think it's 28th, but I'll be there.
I may have to miss one of those dates.
This is what's happening. It's the Room of Hate. It's the Room of Hate.
Room of Hate.
I can't be there the 28th, but will you be there other days as well?
I think there's only two, I guess.
Oh, no.
Yes, there are. Friday and Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, I thought it was Saturday and Sunday.
Hal just
Sunday,
soiled himself.
Sunday.
Friday and Saturday?
Well, you see,
Sunday. Rev up your mind.
How he used to hunt the Maramuta tiger.
They have to have, people need to know where to go. Hal, you're going to be in it, aren't you?
What?
I will be when I return from my safari.
The
no, oh,
what were you born?
There must be some mistake. No one approached me about such a project. I'd like to be.
Well, it's
I'd like to be.
What the?
Don't forget it.
No, I'm.
No, I, they, he, I, comma, they.
Puzzling evidence is cynical about performance art with good reason.
Well, I'll be probably shooting that all those both nights.
Well, you know,
You know, I. They,
well, you know,
well, we were.
Michael, Paul Pepe, you know, you ought to give me a call, not in prime time, but in private, and we can discuss these and other matters.
I wonder if I could come over and visit on Saturday.
Well, I suppose you could. I don't know what's happening on Saturday, but why don't you give me a jingle?
I'll give you a jingle. So Sunday is the big. Did you plug the show?
Well, we have it. It's in a geosynchronous orbit, you know. It's,
the show.
I've done everything I was supposed to. Everything supposed should be all right.
So everyone knows the Anon Salon. I'm sorry, the fashion show I meant.
Yes, the fashion show. Are you aware of this? Is it 4 in the afternoon?
4 in the afternoon, Sunday at the Cafe Kokomo.
Yes, well, you see, the whole street is closed off there, and the thing takes all day and all night.
Good Lord.
But, you can depend on the fact that I'll be there with all these brave boys doing my part for...
Yes.
The old BM
sexy
organization.
Sexy girls in weird clothes.
Yes, in weird clothes, and less than that at
Brandy
the...
Brandy will be there.
Brandy? Oh, I'm not sure I know her, but all liquor and alcohol will be, of course, compulsory, if not forbidden.
Excuse me, I have a very important... Well, very briefly...
Well, I do want to say, old Peppy, call me at your own convenience.
I will do that.
I wanted to say also that... even though that show was terrible and the projection was awful and the crowd was noisy, it still, in its own way, brought it back, you know. So
the show in the desert?
Yes, and I want to get a copy of that tape. And now I must banish you because the other caller is here, waiting patiently to speak.
All right.
No, Michael Pepper, you're not going anywhere. You're here now.
Pepper,
no,
stay around.
Well, we're talking about the great secrets of Uranus. The video is available.
Exactly.
Michael Pepper
through Ronco.
Yeah. You don't want to be promising things that cannot be fulfilled.
That's for sure. I can't really say for sure. No, it's probably not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
The show makes no representation as to the authenticity of any caller.
Not
you risk
you
a serious death
Michael
or injury
Pepe.
By listening
you could
to the show.
Michael Pepe, imitation caller number 15.
I know. It's just in a shows.
Like the person who just hung up.
Or you could feel the sandy bottom with your toes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah,
drift
that's
along
right, yeah.
The river of time and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, now I'm typing up the
here
transcript
are vegetables
of the show.
And
we have exactly 15 minutes left
dairy.
Of your time.
Okay, I really
here on the amazing KPFA.
Is that Phineas Narco?
No.
Is it? No.
It's a simulacrum.
Who has calls?
Anyone I know? Who has issues? Oh, not me.
Okay, we're punching up the issues that you need to think about for the next
one. Oh, I have that issue. I need to resubscribe so I can get the other issue.
Okay, here we go. Other issue is now punched up.
Baby back issue.
Give me my baby back issues, yeah.
No.
All the ones about stop motion monsters.
Rib night.
What was the subgenius? Oh, there was the subgenius at Close Contact today.
Oh, yeah. There was a resident subgenius at Close Contact?
The impudence of these
people. I was on the phone. I wasn't there, but he wants to meet me because
uh-oh.
I'm a subgenius.
Oh, good, yeah.
Almost
I've heard that one before.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Bob now.
I care about Bob, too.
Yeah, I care about Bob, too.
I care about Bob.
But, you just don't hear his
We care about Bob. We really do. And I care more than other people care about Bob.
Yeah.
So come closer, my child, and be...
I'm a sort of care bear over here.
Not being Bob myself, but a friend of Bob. To
a friend of God.
Be me.
Be at one with me.
Be all that you can be.
And then we'll have the monster come up out of the...
Release the Kraken.
It'll grab Michael Pepe.
Oh, no. If you can't be a bee, be a tree. If you can't be a tree, be a flea. But just be. What stupid, wretched, unhelpful advice. Oh my, I'm not at all well. I may not be here in a little while. Sort of sick, if you want to use the right expression. Well. Now, what's it like here inside Castle Dracula? I have a friend who went there, and he brought me back some interesting mementos. He was over there. He was overnight. Yeah, there. In that land of Transylvania. The country across the forest. And so he brought back this cool little painting of Dracula. I mean, it's cool because it's an authentic painting and it's little. It's painted on a piece of wood. It looks sort of like a religious icon. Gold was used in it, but the unsettling eyes of the monster seem to follow you around the room. It's one of my many possessions in my cabinet of curiosities. What will happen when I expire? All my junk will be shoveled into some landfill with no one knowing how incredibly rare and esoteric it is. A collection that took me a lifetime to accumulate. But that's the way it is. Everything gets plowed under. The gems, the gold, the beautiful things, and the rotting, stinking corpses of the lowest born. Oh, Ah, yes. Soon I'll be off at Dermophilia drawing with the cartoonists who are much younger than myself. And they like me pretty much, although there's one that just hates me, insults me, and throws things at me. But maybe she won't be there. All I know is that I thirst to be there, doing all the other stuff that I do, which I don't have time to do. I still anticipate going to the tattoo parlor and sitting down and getting to draw with people who understand that drawing is a good thing and stop trying to distract me and make me do something else. It's always been discouraged. My grandfather wrote me a letter saying, if you would just stop this helter-skelter drawing that you do on your notebook pages, you might learn something. Hey, Granddad, the helter-skelter drawing is like me. But unfortunately, I was left out of Drew Friedman's book of the portraits of the underground comics, and it just killed me. I felt like pulling the earth over myself like a blanket and lying down, letting the rootlets, the mycelia, the underground fingers of the soil consume me. But then, as if by some strange supernal agency, the great underground cartoonist Phoebe Gluckner introduced me to this whole group of active underground cartoonists. They're not all dead. A new generation has risen up, even as the old generation, of which I am indeed a member, despite what Drew Friedman may say, are being plowed under. You've got to put the silage under the soil for the good nutrient plants to grow. And in today's giant agribiz, they simply cart the silage away and use it for some industrial purpose. So the soil is not being refreshed, and the vegetables may look good, but they contain fewer nutrients than they used to have. Indeed, some of them are hardly worth eating at all, except there are those who think that it is virtuous to consume them. The fools, the blind meddling fools. Better to eat a hot dog that was decanted yesterday than kale or cabbage, which is grown by industrial means and has about as many vitamins as a piece of shirt cardboard. Not only that, in the name of efficiency, they plant three stalks of corn where there used to be only one, and so from the soil, even more is being drawn. The nutrient basis of the soil, not to discuss the chemistry, used to be quite thick, 6 or 7 feet thick, but it is now estimated in these industrial farms to be about 1/2 inch thick. Still, with the re-Uglicans controlling everything, there will be inadequate diesel fuel to bring any produce to market, and genuine food scarcity for the first time in this country. We have sat in our isolation between two oceans and clucked our tongues over starving children in Africa. Indeed, Trump has deliberately killed a number of them, but now, we're going to see what desperation is like. And I have a feeling, just a feeling, a prophetic vision, not a good one, that everybody who goes out to a fancy restaurant and then gets out the phone and takes a big picture of the food piled high on the table with all its culinary attraction an artistic presentation, and all these idiots sitting around beaming, these people will be tracked down and killed by the desperate who feel that they are responsible for their current starving state. Yes, the food will go away. Law and civilization and charity and honor and love will go away or be suppressed, but those damn pictures on the internet won't go away. You know, even the poor, God's poor, in the lowest circumstances, manage to get cell phones, and then they see those pictures too. Oh my, I'd rather be a pagan, suckled in a creed outworn, and hear Triton blow his wreathed horn, and all that sort of thing.
That was one guy.
But you remember there was another zombie who was the good zombie, the best zombie of them all?
And his name was Bob.
I hope I could be the best zombie of them all.
Bub? Okay, I thought it was Bub. It was Bub.
There's one guy out there.
He's in the movie Day of the Dead, and he has aesthetic appreciation for Beethoven.
Oh, there's a zombie there.
He has some remnant of his human personality.
Digi zombie. Well, the limbs will still work in those zombies, the hands will still grasp, the teeth will still bite, and some portion of the brain will still function.
They know their wine.
Yeah, they do. And
they know
read
what
the
they
TV
want,
guide,
and they go for it.
And they go to the video store, and they
America
rent.
Interesting.
That's a really hot video.
And they go to the make it.
What's a mother
the Merritt Bakery and get
I'm in a box underground.
No, they fly the plane.
When you have to take care of a toddler, they can be
no zombie drinks.
6 feet under, he'll be very quiet.
What, you're saying little Michael Pepe has to sleep in the little...
When these two rascals mix up a mess of trouble, you can bet it gets...
Here comes little Michael Pepe in his wienermobile. Honk, honk. Michael Pepe, the world's smallest chef. Michael Pepe's meats are dandy, so always keep them handy. Michael Pepe's meats are treats for any meal.
Well, there are
but
lots of little zombies that are ready to go to sleep.
Return of the Living
that
Dead
do not get the
series,
the brain.
This has no effect on a zombie whatsoever.
What?
It just makes them angrier.
Right.
To shoot them in the head.
I liked that offshoot of the series.
Well, see, according to one movie, you have to shoot
Reverend Baby Bear hates it, but I think it is a cool monster movie.
Right.
And all the monster movies, Dan O'Bannon, the late Dan O'Bannon, participated in are damn good. Alien and the little known but extremely underappreciated The Resurrected. And of course,
it's zombie tropin, it's zombie something.
Return of the Living Dead. There is a zombie tropin, and it was used by the Hungans to create actual zombies, not the zombies that you see in George Romero movies, not flesh eating monsters. That is not what real zombies are like. In fact, it is said, I never had the opportunity, if you just put a little piece of meat in their mouth, they stop being zombies. They come out of it and return to being some sort of a wounded human. They're not dead, I think. The tradition is that they are. It still hasn't been examined more thoroughly by the science of the West, but it's been examined enough so that they derived the drug that was used at the Hung Fort to turn people into zombies, and that drug is called zombitropine. Just read that book, The Serpent and the Rainbow. What do they teach them in these schools?
They do tuba throat singing?
Yes, they do, but they never say anything.
Well, as you know, my dear sir, the hardest thing of all is to say anything. As you specifically must appreciate.
It's true,
because
I have nothing to say.
Dies ira, dies ira, solvet atque David cum sibilla.
Out of reach.
Teresa. That's her name.
Whose name?
You're sure of this?
Yes. Marisa is the other one.
Their name Marisa and Teresa?
Yes.
But not Louisa.
The turd angel.
Oh my God, they were beautiful. I met them in the desert. Were beautiful girls, and they had beautiful voices, and sang divine music, and like the thumping dubstep that you hear everywhere. For a moment, there was a transcendent
don't
moment.
Believe it. She's no stick of a girl. She has curvatures in places where most people only have places. If you
Why didn't they go to the party? They didn't
because they live miles away in Setaluma or something. I don't know where.
When you're covered with broken furniture, you've been messing with RB Furniture. RB Furniture. Masturbators. RB Furniture. Fornicators. RB Furniture. Come on, come on, come on, come on home. RB Furniture.
Goodbye, Michael Pepe.
Well, I
goodbye,
to
goodbye.
And goodbye, love you.
Farewell, farewell.
Yeah.
But this I tell to thee, thou wedding guest. He prayeth best who loveth best, both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best who loveth best all creatures, great and small, for the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all.
On the Downy Rest, 5,000.
Bob Dob, she's no fool.
He's the head of that sub-genius church. That means he's super cool.
I'm rushed in here and put little tapes on.
From some strange organization. Some cult-like...
cult stuff.
I saw a man with a pipe and a grin, all in the new morning light, grinning at me like a madman till he made me uptight. I told him don't bother me anymore, but he kept on just the same, till I was totally brainwashed. Bob is his name. Bob is my story. Bob is my song. Bob's my amphetamine all the day long. I won't tear my poster of Dobbs down. I'll feel no sadness and shame till I behold him in Dobbs Town. Bob is his name. He has no lack of his patented slack for those of his following fold. He is the friend of whoever will send greenbacks or gold. He's growing stronger and stronger, taking all credit and blame. I'll be a pink boy no longer. Bob is his name. Bob is my story. Bob is my song. Bob's my amphetamine all the day long. I'll not tear my poster of Dobbs down. I'll feel no sadness or shame till I behold him in Dobbs Town. Bob is his name. Yes, children, the Church of the Subgenius opens its arms unto you. Become an accredited Subgenius minister. Simply write to church headquarters to receive your ministerial pack. This will be full of fabulous documents admitting you to the secrets of the ages. And it will point you toward a potentially lucrative career as a subgenius minister, performing weddings, funerals, healings, sickenings, everything that an accredited minister can do. But that accreditation doesn't come in your membership pack, but you can't get accredited from that. You can only follow the instructions to go to our ecumenically yoked religious partner, The church, founded by the Reverend Kirby J. Hensley in Modesto, California. The Church of Universal Life, or the U... I guess LLC, yes, Universal Life Church, yes, right. So, anyway, I was ordained in 1969, so I didn't have to send those particular papers in. But send them in and they'll still accept you, and then, you know, you get a fee for marrying folks. There's paperwork involved, but it's customary for the wedding couple to dower the officiant with some kale or cabbage, you got me? Mazuma. Mazash. Yeah, cross my palm with silver. And, of course, I can perform all the wedding services, including the Church of England one from the Book of Common Prayer. But nobody wants to hear that stuff. They want to make up their own vows and say, "And I pledge unto you, Mary Beth, that I will always remember when you winked and twinkled at me across the fire," and so forth and so on. And that's fine, you know. The wedding is, unlike funerals, the wedding is for the persons that it's about. And then only secondarily, the congregation, the crowd, the people present. And they will cherish a lengthy memory of this sacerdotal but ceremonial day, with some religious trappings, depending on whether you throw them in. One of those big, many-layered cakes, lots of little urchins running around, things that go wrong that cause angst when it should be all relaxation and delight in the continuity of life, in the beauty of youth, in the serenity of age, in being able to take control to a certain degree of one's destiny, despite the blunders and idiocies of those who have been brought to power by unhallowed means and acts of evil. Let us pause. Yes, I can tell that rabbit's been eating in the garden. It's got lettuce on its paws. And there are baby rabbits, too. The cat wants to kill them, occasionally brings one into the house. And we have to get rid of that bunny, take it out of the cat's claws, and by now it is shocked and traumatized. And as it's quivering on the carpet, we're encouraging it to run away. And if it doesn't, that damn cat will pounce on it and grab it with its claws again. I tell you, that's the way it is with those skitsy kitsy cats. But a cat's got to do what a cat's got to do. You know, I just can't help remembering a wonderful cat that I had, probably the best cat I'll ever have. And I had some good ones. Midnight was a fabulous black cat. But in more recent times, there was Fleawee. Yes, I didn't want a cat in the apartment at all because I thought they would bring fleas. And then this tiny kitten which came in, which was brought in by my roommate's girlfriend, I was objecting to its presence, and I called it Fleawee in contempt. But that name seemed to stick, and she grew into the most beautiful, wonderful cat, a friend of mine, a reassuring presence. I could communicate with her, and I can't, you know, people who haven't been there, who don't know, don't understand that this is the reason that people hang out with cats in the first place. Now you could pick up Fleawee and turn her over, which many cats would never allow you to do, and instead of reacting against you, even if she didn't want to be held upside down by you, she would gently take her paws, her rounded paws, and push them against my face. And these claws never drew my blood, except on one occasion when she accidentally walked over my naked instep while I was shaving, and then her dew claw did make a little trail of blood, but I don't count that one. But I do count the incident where a motley neighbor cat invaded our apartment. Yes, there was this dirty white cat, which our neighbor, who has long since been evicted, called Bowie because he had eyes of different colors. He was all chewed up from many cat fights. His ears were notched, hacked like a handsaw. And he was on the roof across from our kitchen, and the window was open. This white cat launched itself into the window. Now, probably it thought that our apartment connected with the next door apartment where our neighbor, Cy, fed cats and took care of them. But it didn't. Instead, this white cat, a tough tomcat, scarred to prove it, met Fleewee, the soft, gracious, elegant female cat, who suddenly turned into a whirling ball of claws and teeth and drove that other cat in terror to jump back on the kitchen counter and then launch itself 15 feet across to the roof of the other building when it could have fallen more than two stories. But to get away from Fleewee was essential. Well, I don't know how I got on that bypath, ladies and gentlemen. It just happened.
Wake,
oh,
arise, or be forever
fallen. French fries.
Awake, arise, or be forever fallen. Be forever fallen. Beef, whatever. Beef fondue.
Hippies, don't approach my friend here. He's eating.
One of my favorite movie lines of all time is the movie Hardware. And what's his name?
You don't want hippies to approach while you're eating. That would put me off my feed, certainly.
I would squish them.
The hippie squisher.
It's so silly. And that's all. Future TV in that movie is all bad. And the movie Guar. I mean, the band Guar.
Guar. I know them. Or I know one guy who's in it, but I don't even know if he's still alive at the moment.
Who they let beyond the videos.
I forget his name, though.
Church before.
Oh,
all these lapses of memory as my body rots and deteriorates.
Night Watchman. So here's a little effigy of the Night Watchman. Most and Hal sticking pins into it.
Ouch! Oh, that was... I stuck one in my own doll.
Sticking pins into an image, I directly stick them into you as part of our art of churchly acupuncture.
It's called acupuncture.
Smock, smock.
Here, hold still.
Oh, yeah, God, he's...
You can take a little jab, can't you?
Hey, that's my watch.
The moon is down. I have not heard the box.
Jib, jab, stib, stab. It's 12:37 a.m. here in the city of False Trails and musical end notes. And you're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio. There is an element of this show that's alive, of course, and that element is me. I'm sorry, that's all the life you get, and there's very little here in this body. And yet, I have not yet joined the ranks of the dead.
They're tapping into some kind of...
What?
All the rest of it is, I confess, what we like to call archival material. And is the... recording from more than 45 years of doing these shows.
Willow bark by the willowy in the
willow. Can you do a sound effect when you like make the comment?
Yes,
go clear. That's one of the things that poison my...
I'll tell you this.
Make the depth charge sound effect as they make it.
If you want to make large antennae,
the spine charge.
To attach to your head so you can pass yourself off as a giant insect.
Other times you fly along.
And who doesn't want that? You can't do better than to take two flexible branches from a willow tree, ideally those already connected by a ramification. These branches, which botanists give the name osiers, are segmented and resemble the antenna of an enormous cockroach. Simply detach the leaves and bind these two feelers more than a yard long to your head. And that's the beginning of your insect costume. You know, I had a girlfriend who liked me to wear a grasshopper head while we engaged in...
Whereas as off the blind idiot god.
Yes, well, we engaged in hanky-panky and so forth.
Especially when there ain't supposed to be any.
She liked the idea of being screwed by a giant bug. And in Chinatown, there was this wonderful store where you could get full over-the-head masks, not only of insects, but all sorts of other creatures, all kinds, that came from Hong Kong. I was recently in Chinatown, and that place is closed. Those masks are gone. Another thing that COVID took away and... never return.
The guy brought up, the former owner guy, Evil Head, is the scary one.
Oh, yes. Well, there's something.
For the little Smoothio Head is kept alive.
And then next month they're coming out with an Evil Dead game. Bruce Campbell's
gonna not Evil Dead again.
So.
Not yeah. that game. What game can that be?
Because we need more video games.
Send yourself to this world.
We need more old-timers making money off the video games.
Yeah.
Really hot video games.
Well, the video game industry was looking for me the other day, but they couldn't even find me. And certain people who were asked refused to provide them with my whereabouts. But they did get in touch with me, and I might even record. But if that is the case, I can't discuss the company or the game. Should I be hired, I shouldn't be gabbling about internal things like that on the radio. I can only say that a Slovenian fan who communicates with me, Hamrak Ronald, was able to tell me that they were seeking me out, looking. Oh, they'll love me in the studio. I'm a one-take wonder. But on the other hand, I've let my... When I worked in Hollywood, I was a member of the Screen Actors Guild and of AFTRA, the American Federation of Radio and TV Artists. And now that has elapsed, and it would cost a grand just to get it started again. The big nuisance... it was hard for me to get paid when I made a voice recording. First, the check would have to be sent down to Los Angeles to the movie studio I was working with, because they were the ones registering. You know, they make you join when you're working in the movies. If you're performing, that is. And the first $1,000 you make goes to them, the union. And so then... the information or whatever it is travels up to Oregon, I believe it is, or maybe even Washington, someplace in the Pacific Northwest, where there's this old lady who is connected to SAG-AFTRA, and she certifies your paycheck. Then it is mailed down to San Francisco to you. And I have waited and waited for months to receive these payments. And finally I called her up because I had her number and said, hey, you know, I did this voice recording and I was supposed to get a check. I was wondering if you knew anything about it. And he said right then and there, oh, look at this. I have your check right here on my desk. I'll send it right to you. And she did. But there was that period of uncertainty where I couldn't put my hands on the money. And maybe I can't put my hands on it now. There may be other problems that crop up. But there you go. I'm available to do voiceovers. It doesn't have to be for the video game industry. And I've always done them, you know. It's the radio. It's a business of audio. And like that. The shadows where the muleps dwell are dark and wet as ink. and low and softly rings their bell as in the slime you sink. You sink into the slime who dare to knock upon their door, while down the grinning gargoyles stare and noisome waters pour. Beside the rotting river strand, the gloomy willows weep. And stonily, the gore crows stand, croaking in their sleep. Over the Murlock Mountains, by a long and weary way, in a narrow valley where the trees are gray, by a dark pool's borders without wind or tide, moonless and sunless, the muleps hide. The cellars where the muleps sit are dark and dank and cold, by single flickering candle lit, and there they count their gold. Their walls are wet, the ceilings drip, their feet upon the floor go softly with a squish flap flip as they sidle to the door. They peep out slyly through a crack, their feeling fingers creep, and when they've finished in a sack, your bones they take to keep. Over the Murlock Mountains, by a long and lonesome road, through the spider shadows and the marsh of toad, and through the wood of hanging trees and the gallows weed, you go to find the muleps, and the muleps feed. But in the morning, the sun comes up, everything's all right, you know. The night has certain things in it. If you're familiar with the deadest part of the night, actually, technically speaking, the pre-sunrise morning, that is usually the time when things stir about who are not present in the daytime. And because this is the schedule that I keep, I have seen them. And that's a privilege. Believe me. The difficulty is that it will attack the host after being consumed.
The interesting part is, though, that the reward is being given not to the sample.
Well, now they're rewarding the yogurt and the Pavlovian.
I don't want to reward yogurt. I know that much. I wonder why people think I'm so easy to fool. But, of course, I didn't just get off the banana boat.
Never seen the same again.
I'll say.
The yogurt let him down, so he got rid of it.
The yogurt disappointed us all. It's causing people to freak out.
John Thomas Richards.
Yogurt expert.
Professor of English at Columbia College, Cortland, Missouri. In front of Dr. Richards is a locked transparent box. The lock itself is sealed. So
containing Harry Houdini curled up in a fetal position.
Inside the box are a number of different objects.
Ah, now I understand the problem.
Movement of material objects without the use of physical means.
Movement of objects from a distance.
In an isolated area.
Like Professor Walgate, who boosted his mental signal.
This point.
Killing himself with the effort to be able to turn the page of a book without
touching.
Then he went further. Order of the human brain.
It burst.
It's really terrible.
I thought UFO in the sky.
There is a canister.
Well, this looks like Super 8
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay.
It's too loud, man. That's better.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home. Lift 6 foot,
hold
7 foot, 8 foot
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record, is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is like bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay. Damn.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Damn. Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight, oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Go, Master 16,668. Take 8.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got the...
At this time, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, ends its Bobcast day on listener-disoriented RadioValencia.fm. Radio Valencia, it should be noted, has a wonderful selection of programs. Just about all of them completely unlike this one. But isn't that to be expected? What if they were all like this one? I would like it, but I think we would hardly gain new listeners, which is an important part of any kind of enterprise which is emitted to a larger, wider, and listening audience. I speak so circuitously because I am, for the time, avoiding the fact that there is a distinction between true radio, using radio waves, and then internet radio, which this is. Furthermore, it is attendant upon me to say that Radio Valencia, therefore, is not radio, but a podcast. Not radio. It's not on Valencia, either. It's on 22nd Street, right next to the makeout room. And you can make us out by our logo. And so on behalf of them, us, and all who participated in any measure in this enterprise, I pledge that I will return, acts of God or the devil notwithstanding, at this time next week for another one of these iterations. And I invite you to join me then. Until that moment, I now wish you good night and good morning.